Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Cullen presenting your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Meriton Surfers Paradise Cypress Tower project is approved by Gold Coast City Council Planning Committee. The three towers will be 54, 73 and 80 stories tall and are set to include 1,321 apartments for long and short-term use according to the planning documents, as there is no height limit in Surfers Paradise Coastal Strip. Deputy Mayor Donna Gates said the developments could help solve the housing crisis, added, quote, "I just want it to be noted that their investment doesn't go unnoticed and will help us to meet our requirement in regard to housing supply."
A pro-Palestinian rally will be held in Brisbane's King George Square today as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Rally organisers have organised for participants to, quote, "come listen, chant and call for no war on Gaza." Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner expressed concerns about rising anti-Semitism in the community, pointing to a rally in Sydney this week where anti-Jewish slurs were chanted. Quote, "What's happened in Sydney and Melbourne, we don't want happening here," Mr. Schrinner said.
In national news, the New South Wales government announced the police would be given the power to issue up to 2 on-the-spot 400 fines to adults for personal drug use and possession of a small quantity of illicit drugs. Michael DeLay, New South Wales Attorney General, said, quoted, "Formal contact with the criminal justice system only increased the likelihood of reoffending, and this has knock-on effects on people's employment, their housing and their relationship." Robert Taylor from the Alcohol and Drug Foundation welcomed the new policy and added that having only 2 chances to be fined would disadvantage people who were drug dependents to people in lower social economic groups, but save the time diverting people from the court system.
Doxycycline post-exposure prophylaxis is recommended as the new morning-after pill to reduce sexually transmitted infections such as syphilis among gay and bisexual men. Around 40 of Australia's leading sexual health physicians have agreed doxy-PEP should be considered for the prevention of certain STIs in men who sleep with other men. The consensus statement says the antibiotic can be given up to 3 days after unprotected sex. Antibiotic resistance is a major concern for doxy-PEP's prescription. Dr. Cornelise, a clinical advisor with the Australian Society for HIV, Viral Hepatitis and Sexual Health Medicine, believes doxy-PEP should be used very selectively for those at the highest risk of infection.
In international news, inmates at Paraguay Tacumba Jail and in the capital have freed 22 prison guards held hostage for more than 15 hours. Members of drug trafficking gang the Rotella clan demanded justice. Minister Angel Brinchini resigned in exchange for granting the guards freedom. The inmates also demanded a promise that the overcrowded Kabumba jail will be reopened for new inmates for the Rotella clan to further strengthen its influence over the jail. However, Brinchini said the government would not be blackmailed by criminal gangs, retaining his position as the guards were eventually released.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au for more.
Look at the kid from school. He's teaching mamas and papas how to be a little cool. He's changing fashion the way he dress. Attracted to old, and the hoodies where to motivate. to funky dances in secret. He's a part-time punk. Now she's getting off the plane. She wants to write a thesis on the population underprivileged. The kids fighting up the lane. The shoplifting, just drifting like the switchblade on the crossbar. If there's trouble, she's got the moves. She's taken an elementary class in Kung Fu. A lamp on washing.